Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Try and pull it back to Marchand one last time, and does. Pasternak's one-timer block. The rebound goes wide. Off the wall, last opportunity for Craig Smith. With players sprawling in the crease, the Minnesota Wild survive and win a one-goal game.
That was fun to watch on ESPN last night. Some of it was fun to watch, Maxie. The hit against Kirill Kaprizov was not fun.
No, we'll find out more today, but they can ill afford another injury. The only thing that works in their favor is they've got a couple of games canceled coming up in Canada. But and now last night I saw, I think it was Anaheim and Detroit got called off, so it's getting domestic too here in terms of on the U.S. soil. But he's a big key there, and especially when given the fact that they've had these injuries already and the COVID cases, you know, big guy like Jordan Greenway out with COVID, and he'll be back soon, but they got Jonas Brodin back last night as well, who scored a goal for them. So they've got some things that this is what you get paid for when you're Dean Evason. You know, you got to figure out roster spots, who to put where, who plays with on what line. They've been, you know, one of the things that they've done under Bill Guerin is kind of create that physical presence with Kaprizov because he can't move him, and Joel Eriksson Ek because he's so strong in front of the net, and Eriksson Ek is out as well. So those are things that matter, especially being physical in the West as they go move ahead here. But they kind of got to gather themselves, and they get Washington on Saturday, and here we go. But for them, first and foremost, and we'll find out about Kaprizov, but they just need to get a win. You've lost five in a row. You just need to win a game somehow, some way, and then go, okay, take a deep breath, and now let's reassess, and that's what they'll do today.
Good for them to get that win. What a night for Matt Boldy. The rookie in front of his hometown crowd. He went to Boston College. It was just a really cool moment to see him score that goal, especially after that ankle injury he had in the fall.
Yes, and he's a prospect that they've watched and they've been patient with. They've been able to be patient with sitting down there in Iowa. And, of course, last year was difficult for him and everybody else as well. But, yeah, you mentioned that. He talked about how he grew up watching the old Beanpot, which is a famous hockey tournament out there for the Boston schools with Northeastern and BU and BC that they have every year. And he was a Bruins fan. And then he had his family and his extended family coming and a bunch of friends coming last night. I don't know what the final total was on that or how many ticket requests he got to put in, but then to score a goal on top of it. you'll never forget those, man. That is, you can only do that once in your life, and he did it, and that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. I have a lot of memories of the Beanpot. I went to Boston University. Go Terriers.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
You know the Beanpot then.
Yes. Went to many of them and love to watch them too. So it's looking like, so with the NHL players out of the Olympics, there's going to be some Minnesotans, younger Minnesotans on the team.
And Mike Hastings, who I had on the other night, is going to be an assistant coach out of Minnesota State Mankato. Of course, they're number one in the country right now. And Brent Larson, the coach of St. Cloud State, is going to be an assistant coach there as well. So they're going to take two of those guys away from their teams for a couple of weeks and let them play for the country, so to speak. So, this has changed on the fly, and it's going to be pretty interesting, of course, because it looked like it was going to be NHL-based, and they said no NHL, no minor leaguers. So you're going to see more and more players end up there from the college ranks with a bit of a Minnesota flavor to it. So it'll be back to the Miracle on Ice kind of platform like back in 1980. Although these other teams too aren't going to have the NHL players, so it's not going to be. It'll be. It's not like you're going to pull off big upsets because, like Jonas Brodin was going to play for Sweden. Well, obviously he's not going to. So it affects the whole thing across the board for every country.
But don't you think that's the essence of the Olympics, though? I mean, what do you think? Did you
NHL players? Some time
in it?
Ago, they decided to get away from that and say, look, we want to see the best. So one of the things that they've talked about is, why not have hockey in the summer? And then you can have the best players, but have it part of the Summer Olympics instead of the Winter Olympics. Then you don't disrupt the season, and you still get the best players in the world playing against each other if they choose to. I think that, you know, we are obviously forever romanticized by the, you know, Herb Brooks and 1980 and all those things. But it's also not fair if you put that team out there and the other countries are using professional players.
Good point. Good point. Wolves play tonight at Oklahoma City. Pregame 6:30, 7 p.m. tip-off right here on WCCO.
Can I give you my fun fact for Minnesota?
I love fun facts. Yes.
Okay, so Mike Muscala, he played again for Oklahoma City now, and he is a veteran that doesn't get enough credit coming from Minnesota. He's a Roseville High School grad. He went to Lehigh and has had a great career in the NBA. He's kind of a backup rotation guy. And you know, he's had some camps during the summer, but he doesn't, you know, we don't recognize him enough. But he's had this great career coming from Minnesota, and he's still playing for Oklahoma, and he'll play again tonight. And then there's a kid by the name of Jesper Horsted, who's also from Roseville, and he plays for the Chicago Bears coming to Minnesota this Sunday. And I've been texting him back and forth last couple of days, and he's a great story. He went to Princeton, and obviously a pretty sharp kid, and kind of flourished as a tight end there, and he's been with the Bears since 2019. Unfortunately, he just got put on the injured reserve, so will not be in uniform this week, but Roseville effect on Minnesota, both the Timberwolves and the Bears this week. Kind of a fun fact.
That is a fun fact. You have a lot of fun facts, I'm learning.
Well, there's just little things that happen. I don't know. They just kind of, I find them interesting, you know, if nothing else. And you kind of got to really follow these rosters to know, you know, who's where and who's got Minnesota connections and ties. And the one thing about the NBA now is it's just amazing. I had Freddie Gillespie on the other day, who went to Carleton College, transferred to Baylor, and made a name for himself. And he just signed a 10-day contract with Orlando. And one of his teammates is Jalen Suggs. So you got two Minnesota kids on one team
that
in Orlando.
Is so
I mean,
great.
We never used to see things like this, you know. And Gary Trent Jr. signs for $54 million in Toronto. And Tyus Jones is playing. And Trey Jones is playing. I mean, it really is amazing. For example, just in basketball, I mentioned Muscala, how many Minnesota kids are playing now in the NBA.
Right. And you mentioned Freddie Alberta, his mom. I just love hearing her talk about him. I mean, his story.
Yes, I sat with her at a game last week.
Yes.
Yes. And she's
awesome.
And her Al Nunes came in and kind of helped get him down there. But yeah, she's a great lady. We had a great conversation there. And you can see Freddie's got some pretty good tutelage.
Yes. For sure. Thank you, Maxie. We'll look forward to the huddle.
Yeah, hey, first week, you made it.
I made it.
It's Friday. You're here, Benita.
Thank you.
Go to the hen house and have a brunch afterwards on Jimmy, okay?
I'm totally going to do that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good to talk to you, Maxie. Coming up next, we will be talking to Pete Najarian, football and finance.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.